From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of March 5th, 2018.
It is a huge piece of legislation. It is monumental.
That's the sound of an electricity transmission line and a comment heard on February 8th, 2018 in the Commerce and Labor Committee of the Virginia House of Delegates, where the huge and monumental legislation under discussion was House Bill 1558 on regulation of electric utilities. What's the water story to this big important bill about electric utility regulation? The answer starts with connections between water and energy in general. Here are four. First, substantial water is used in producing energy. Second, energy is used in providing water. Third, energy production can generate solid or liquid wastes that affect water. And fourth, fossil fuel-based energy production generates air pollutants that can eventually affect water. All of these water impacts are affected by the energy source used to produce electricity, whether it's fossil fuels, nuclear, solar, wind, hydropower, or something else. Now, back to electricity regulation. In Virginia, this involves regulation primarily of two companies, Dominion Energy Virginia and Appalachian Power, which are allowed exclusive service territories in the Commonwealth and are therefore considered regulated monopolies. Regulation is by the State Corporation Commission, or SCC, and the General Assembly sets the laws that determine the SCC's authority. A key part of that authority is the timing of SCC reviews of the rates, charges, facilities, and service provision of the regulated monopolies. Those reviews involve the determination of what the SCC is to consider in the public interest, and the determination of what costs by the utilities are reasonable and prudent. House Bill 1558 and the companion Senate Bill 966 changed the review periods that were set in legislation passed in 2015. The bills also make public interest or reasonable cost statements on three issues relevant to connections between water and energy: investments in renewable energy, energy efficiency, including weatherization, and grid modernization, including putting transmission lines underground to protect against storm damage. Much of the discussion of these bills centered on how utility investments in those areas would be addressed in SCC review of electricity rates and potential refunds to customers. As of March 1st, House Bill 1558 had passed both houses, but with somewhat different versions, and Senate Bill 966 had passed both houses in the same version. The long and complicated bills attracted lots of attention, proposals for changes, and contrasting assessments, and they'll likely be among the most significant legislation of this General Assembly. For more information about these bills, visit the Virginia Legislative Information System online at lis.virginia.gov, or contact your local delegate or state senator. We close with one more comment from the February 8th House Committee discussion, which helps explain why utility rate bills get so much attention.
Monopoly utility rate making is an esoteric area of the law, but it has a profound impact on the lives and pocketbooks of Virginians.
For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.